Time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Samuel Essa. In the headlines, President Mahama assures Upper West Region of infrastructural development under Better Ghana Agenda Phase 2. Former GES Director and MP for Techiman North says free SHS is feasible. Political parties advised to appoint credible polling agents to monitor process. South Sudan expels UN human rights investigator. Haiti seeks emergency humanitarian assistance to deal with superstorm damage. And U.S. presidential candidates seek swing votes on last day of campaign. First, the summary by Ibrahim Kwating.
President Mahama has assured the people of the Upper West Region of massive infrastructural development in his second term of office, speaking at separate rallies at Funsi, Isa, Dafiama, Busi and Nadoli in the Wa East District. The president stated that the region is the only one that has a serious deficit in infrastructure. The Member of Parliament for Techiman North and former Director General of the Ghana Education Service, Professor Amir Kumfi, says the free SHS promised Ghanaians by Nana Akufo-Addo is feasible. Speaking at the inauguration of the Senior Patriots Club of the University of Education Winneba branch, Professor Kumfi said a group of educational think tanks and policy consultants were contacted before the MPP adopted the policy into its manifesto. And tens of thousands of people displaced by Storm Sandy need housing as cold weather closes in. According to New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, federal agencies are looking for flats and hotel rooms in order to get people out of shelters.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
The news in detail. Government has assured the people of the Upper West Region that it will ensure that they do not lag behind as far as development is concerned. President John Dramani Mahama gave the assurance when he addressed rallies at Funsi, Isa, Afiama, Busie and Nadoli, all in the Wa East District of the region. He said under Phase 2 of the Better Ghana Agenda, the Upper West Region will see first-class roads and other infrastructural development. Here is a report by Pascaline Agadifo and Swala Abdul Wahab.
The Upper West Region is the youngest of the 10 regions of Ghana carved out of the former Upper Region in 1983. The occupation of the people here is predominantly agriculture in its various forms, but poor road network does not allow for large-scale production, as those will require that the foodstuffs reach the markets by road. President Mahama announces to them that a major thrust of the Phase 2 of the Better Ghana Agenda is the road network. All the roads will be constructed to a first-class one to link the region to adjoining towns.
Now for Upper West Region, I announce that the major development thrust for us in the second MDC government is the road network. Upper West has the least number of kilometers of roads in the whole country. The Kulo River is a priority. We're going to bridge the Kulo River. We're going to do the Kundu to Belakron road. And we're going to make sure that we link the capital of the Upper West Region with the two other adjoining capitals with first-class roads.
Already, the region has benefited from the chief's compounds, rural electrification projects and social interventions like free uniforms and exercise books and the school feeding program. President Mahama asked the people of the region to keep faith with government since it has a track record of delivering on its promises. He stated that SADA also opens a whole new page of opportunities to them.
The north of this country is known to be behind the south in terms of development. So a lot of our young people, after they finish school, they migrate from here to the south to go and look for work. One of the major focuses of the MDC government is the Savannah Accelerated Development Authority program. That program is a 20-year program which is meant to bridge the gap between the north and the south. And we have started financing that program. The seed money that SADA requires, 200 million Ghana cedis, we've released it to SADA. This year, SADA is working with 16,000 farming families in order to increase their production. Next year, SADA is going to work with 25,000 farming families.
A representative of the traditional rulers was particularly grateful to the late Asamilsu's administration, which saw a number of classroom blocks to eliminate schools under trees, teachers' quarters, electrification, and water projects.
Pascalina Dadevo and Swala Abdul Wahab filed that report. Meanwhile, President Mahama says the second phase of the NDC government will witness massive investment in the road sector in the Upper West region. He said the Upper West is the only region in the country that has not been linked by tarred roads with its neighbors, and promised that the region will be linked by tarred roads with both Northern and Upper East regions. President Mahama was speaking at a debut of chiefs and people of Wechao as part of his three-day visit to the region. Pascalina Dadvo and Swala Abdul Wahab again report.
The president was met on arrival at Nyoli by an enthusiastic crowd of NDC supporters and sympathizers. He called on the paramount chief of Wechao, Na Imoro. Addressing the people, President Mahama commended the chiefs for acknowledging the development projects that have been executed in the district since NDC came to power. He hinted that the second phase of NDC government will see a higher level of development across the region. The president said his first 4 years have been used to address the basic needs of the people, which include provision of water, schools and health infrastructure.
Wa remains the only regional capital that is still not connected to its neighbors by first-class roads. And so that is what we're going to work on. We're working already on the Sola Fufuso Road. Once that is done, it will make it easier for you to communicate with Tamale. We're working on the Tumuhang Wa Chicholga Road. The work is not going fast enough. We're going to speed it up so that from here, connecting with Bolga would be an easy job to do. Everywhere I have gone with the road minister because I want him to take note of all the promises we are making so that as soon as we receive your mandate, we settle down and start working, we'll start delivering on the promises that we have made during the campaign.
A representative of the chief of Wechao, Matuuna Bandana Chilena, said the district has benefited from all aspects of development under the current administration. He, however, appealed the government to provide the district with a hospital to befit its status.
You have been able to give us a polyclinic. That polyclinic is not enough comparatively to districts that have their own district hospitals. So we are saying that when you come to power again, that should be your first developmental program on health you will be giving to ours.
The president also addressed a similar debate at Durmon. He used the occasion to introduce the aspiring member of parliament for Wa West, Joseph Yilechire, to the people.
Pascalina Dadevo and Swala Abdul Wahab filed that report. A brother of the late President John Evans Atta Mills, Dr. Kadman Kojo Mills, says the only befitting tribute Ghanaians can give to the late President Mills is to vote massively for the NDC in the December polls. Dr. Kadman Mills said Ghanaians must retain the NDC in power to continue with the policies and programs that the late president started. He was addressing a large crowd of NDC supporters in Cape Coast at the campaign launch of the parliamentary aspirant of the Cape Coast South constituency, Kweku Ricketts Hagen. We bring you the details.
Dr. Kadman Mills urged party members to work hard and rally behind President Mahama, Vice President Emisa Arthur, and all the NDC parliamentary aspirants. He charged them to do their campaigns without insults and acrimony and endeavor to preach peace during campaigning. Mr. Hagen, who outlined his vision for the area, promised to do everything to ensure that education becomes accessible and affordable. He said he will also develop the tourism industry by building a cultural museum, hotels and restaurants of international standards, establish a modern ICT center, a poultry project and dredging of the Fuso Lagoon. The Central Regional Minister, Amapenyo Adu, urged the people of Cape Coast to reciprocate the gesture of the NDC government, which has provided them with a lot of social amenities, by voting for the party. Member of Parliament for Cape Coast North, Ibo Batin Odru, said Parliament has approved funds for the construction of the Kotokraba Market Complex and assured the people that a project will begin soon. Other speakers at the rally were the mother of the Vice President, Mrs. Ife Emisa Arthur, the Cape Coast MCE, Anthony Ejui Akins, and Ododododio parliamentary aspirant, Neelante Vanderpoy.
A news desk report. The Member of Parliament for Techiman North and the former Director General of the Ghana Education Service, Professor Mayo Ekunfi, says the Nana Akufo-Addo's free senior high school promise is feasible. According to him, a group of educational think tanks and policy consultants were contacted before the NPP adopted it into its manifesto. Professor Mayo Ekunfi stated this at the inauguration of the Senior Patriots Club of the University of Education Winneba Branch. Here is the news desk report.
Professor Miao Ekunfi said it is not true that the policy will affect basic education as being speculated by the NDC campaign team. He said the NPP has facts and figures on how the policy will be implemented to help Ghanaian children who are less privileged to have access to SHS education. The former minister said financing of the policy will not be sourced from outside the country, but rather from the oil revenue, the GET fund and other sources. He said the problems of supervision and teacher motivation will be addressed to encourage teachers and other non-teaching staffs to help move the policy forward. A former Ashanti Regional Minister, Samuel Kweku Bwafo, urged students who are mostly members of the youth wing of NPP to intensify their educational campaign and educate parents about the importance of a free SHS policy. He said the NDC's claim that a free SHS is only attainable in 20 years' time cannot be true, adding that Ghanaians cannot wait for that long before all children can get free SHS education. The chairman of the Senior Patriot Club of University of Education Winneba, Dr. Henry Augustine Pufa, said the club would assist the Afutu NPP to wrest power from the NDC in the December 7 elections.
A news desk report. The new Jabi Municipal Director of the Electoral Commission, Mrs. Lydia Saki, has advised political parties contesting this year's general elections to appoint credible and reliable polling agents. She explained that the credibility of polling agents enhances the reliability of the overall election results and helps to promote peaceful elections. Mrs. Saki said a situation whereby some polling agents are influenced with money to compromise their position does not promote free, fair and transparent elections. Mrs. Saki gave the advice at the Eastern Regional Interparty Dialogue meeting at Kofodria. She said the EC attaches great importance to the work of polling agents because they act as watchdogs of the election process. Mrs. Saki appeals to all political parties and stakeholders to collaborate with the EC to make this year's election incident-free. The President, John Mahama, has directed the Minister of Finance and Economic Planning to withhold authorization of payment of the newly approved salary increment for the executive. He has also requested Parliament to consider a review of the emoluments approved for the executive arm of government by the legislature. The President wants the emoluments to be more in line with the original recommendations of the Professor Rama Adi Committee. According to the proposed salary increases, the President will take home 12,000 Ghana cedis monthly, while his deputy takes home 10,500 Ghana cedis. Ministers and their deputies would have also received salaries ranging from 8 and 9,000 Ghana cedis. The acting CEO of the National Pensions Regulatory Authority, Sampi Yali, says it is dangerous for the management of pension schemes in Ghana to be left in the hands of private firms alone. He said its management may not be effective since the pension benefits happen to be the last financial resort for some retired workers. He explains why on GTV's current affairs program, Talking Point.
Apart from the contribution that had changed, this act also established a new trust, that is social security. And with all the historical development, SNEC has always been reenacted to take care of the new changes that was being done. So the SNEC has a responsibility to manage the national basic social security scheme. Now elsewhere, what they have done was to dissolve the entire social security system and then go into the direct privatization. In Nigeria, they don't have the basic national social security scheme. And Ghanaians, we are very cautious because we have the strong belief that pension may be or is somebody's last resort of hope, financial hope. So if we do not take care, and especially where we are introducing a new scheme and you dissolve SNEC, the danger may be that it will not go the way we wanted it to go. But whatever happens, you go back to another one, that is the basic social security scheme.
For his part, a financial expert and CEO of Access Pension Group, Ifeanyi Owari, said the three-tier system introduced is vital in improving the management of pension schemes in the country. He said it also checks fraud. Mr. Owari advised all companies to get a pension arrangement for their employees in order to benefit fully from the new scheme.
The arrangement set up by separating the functions is designed to improve operational efficiency and to also ensure that there are no abuses or fraud. As regards the question of participation of employers, the Pension Authority recently published a notice requesting all employers to set up pension arrangements with trustees. So what it means is that every company that has not selected a trustee for its second year has up to the end of December to do so. So every company out there that does not have a pension arrangement, please sign up with your trustee so that your second tier contributions from then on will begin to go directly to your pension scheme.
Financial expert and CEO of Access Pension Group, Ifeanyi Owari. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories: President Mahama assures Upper West Region of infrastructural development under Better Ghana Agenda Phase 2. Former GES Director and MP for Techiman North says free SHS is feasible. Political parties advised to appoint credible polling agents to monitor process. South Sudan expels UN human rights investigator. Haiti seeks emergency humanitarian assistance to deal with superstorm damage. And US presidential candidates seek swing votes on last day of campaign. To ensure the entrenchment of the principal values of unity and diversity, educational institutions across the country have been urged not to discriminate against students of other faiths on the basis of religion. The Emir and missionary in charge of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission, Mawlvi Muhammad, made the call at the 40th anniversary of Potsen T.I. Ahmadiyya Senior High School at Potsen in the Central Region. Ibrahim Kwarteng reports.
40 years in the life of an institution is worth celebrating, no matter the difficulties that may seem to blight the achievements of such an institution. To staff and students of Potsen T.I. Amas, the nostalgia that runs through them after a journey down memory lane is enough to thank Allah in trumpet measure. From humble beginnings in 1972 with a student population of 14, without electricity and the needed infrastructure, the school now boasts of a population of 2,150 students, modern infrastructure, and a dedicated teaching staff. The theme for the celebration, 40 years of secondary education in a rural setting, the benefits, challenges and the way forward, may have been carefully chosen to reflect how determination and commitment to an endeavor will always be instrumental in defying the odds. Interestingly, much as some would expect the Muslim institution to push down the throat of Christian students everything Islam, the institution rejects with disdain any such sin. The chairman for the occasion, the Amir and missionary in charge of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission, Mawlvi Wahab Adam, explains this unique development.
That school in Kumasi has actually trained two Presbyterian moderators, Dr. Sam Prempe as well as Paul Manson. So you see that despite the fact that it was a Muslim school and it is still a Muslim school, we embrace Christians and people of other religious communities. We encourage all of them to live in unity and in harmony. So that's one lesson that the schools that we have established in the country are bringing to the country. The other thing is discipline. Ever since these schools have been established, never, not once, has any of them gone on demonstration.
The headmaster of the school, Nazir Ahmed Kilson, urged the students to keep focused and avoid acts that would undermine their studies.
Ibrahim Kwarteng reporting. The Afajatu South District Chief Executive Angela Aloute has called on Ghanaians not to allow the differences of political opinions to be sources of disputes and hatred. She urged Ghanaians to rather search for peace, which could enhance development in the country. Mrs. Aloute made the call at the 23rd Annual Youth Day celebration at Tafi Akome in the Afajatu South District of the Volta region. On the international front, reports say the Somali Islamist insurgent group Al-Shabaab, which joined Al-Qaeda, has been pushed out of all the main towns they once controlled in the southern and central parts of the country. This notwithstanding, the group still remains a potent threat to the UN-backed government in Somalia. U.S. presidential rivals Barack Obama and Mitt Romney are approaching the final day of their election battle in a frantic fight for swing state votes. The pair spent yesterday addressing crowds across the country, with Mr. Romney speaking in Pennsylvania, a state his aides insist he can now win tomorrow. Mr. Obama held rallies in New Hampshire and Florida and carried on to Ohio and Colorado in the evening. Analysts say the election will come down to a handful of swing states. Mr. Obama and Mr. Romney are running almost neck and neck in national polls, but polls of many key battlegrounds show Mr. Obama narrowly ahead. However, neither camp is exuding absolute confidence. Tens of thousands of people displaced by Storm Sandy could soon need housing as cold weather approaches. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg puts the figure at 30 to 40,000 people. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano says federal agencies are looking for flats and hotel rooms in order to get people out of shelters. At least 106 U.S. deaths, 40 of them in New York City, have been blamed on Sandy, which struck on 29th of last month. The storm had already caused 69 deaths in the Caribbean before reaching the U.S. The Haitian government has made an appeal for humanitarian assistance from other governments and international organizations. Aid agencies in Haiti have also voiced concerns about the damage caused by Sandy, which has destroyed crops and left thousands of people homeless. South Sudan has expelled a UN official who was carrying out an investigation into the human rights situation there. A government spokesman said the investigator had published unethical reports which has no truth in them. UN officials condemned the move, saying it violated South Sudan's legal obligations. The expulsion could be related to a report published in August, which is reported to have accused the army of torture, rape, killings, and abductions. We'll be back after this break.
I always had a challenge choosing between the computerized system of SHS placement or to choose a very good senior high school for my child. But upon visiting the premises of Kwesi Opon Senior High School, I was only left with one choice. Kwesi Opon Senior High School is currently leading the pack of senior high schools in the Ashanti region. The school comes in with an ultra-modern facilities which inculcates in student leadership, God-fearing, and good academic excellence. With or without good computer placement, my surest bet is Kwesi Opon Senior High School. Kwesi Opon Senior High School is currently admitting fresh students into SHS 1 for the
2012-2013
academic year. Courses offered include science, business, general arts, and home economics. There is a boarding facility for both male and female students. A well-furnished computer laboratory with internet for students' research. The school will always boast of well-experienced lecturers to take students through their courses. Locate Kwesi Opon Senior High School at Kwesi Opon's head office, Magazine New Road, Swami Kumasi. For admission, call 0544-411-411 or 0322-045878. Kwesi Opon Senior High School. That BMI.
The rest of the news. Football. The Go Premier League entered week 6 with all the matches honored at their various centres yesterday. Accra Hearts of Oak with caretaker coach Ben Najee ended their poor run after beating Real Tamale United 3-2 at the Accra Sports Stadium. Skipper Mahatma Otu opened the scoring for the Phobians in the 16th minute after a penalty miss from Moro Abubakar in the early stage of the game. Real Tamale United came back strongly to equalise in the 38th minute through a header from Hanan Jiwa. The second half saw the Tamale-based side taking the lead for the first time through Salim Zakara in the 60th minute, but the Phobians proved resilient to level the scoring through Idrisu Moru after converting a penalty in the 81st minute. In the dying embers of the game, striker Edward Defum got the match-winning goal for the Phobians. Kumasi Asante Kotoko also recorded the 1-0 victory over Midyama SC at the Takwa TNA Park. Results of other matches played are Tema Youth 1, Birikum Chelsea 1, Edubiase 1, Wild Stars 0, Hearts of Lions 1, Ashanti Gold 1, Birikum Arsenals 0, Liberty 1, Adriana Stars 2, Amidao's Professionals 0, and King Faisal 0, Ebusuan Dwarfs 1. Now editorials of the papers presented by George Asikri.
The Daily Graphic appeals to hospital administrators and regional directors of health to prioritize HIV drug supplies, saying they cannot be treated like ordinary drugs. The paper is disappointed that people living with HIV and AIDS in Ashanti region have been denied supply of the antiretroviral drugs for 5 months because the drugs are locked up in the central stores in Tema. The Graphic is worried that the problem is not because the drugs are out of the system, but clearly because of administrative failure, particularly by some officials of the Konfanoti Teaching Hospital. The paper wonders why CAF officials have been lifting other drugs from the central stores in Tema, but cannot do same for the antiretroviral drugs. The Graphic calls on government to support the local production of the antiretroviral drugs to reduce the country's dependence on donor funds and also include them in the National Health Insurance drug list. And that was the editorial of the Graphic.
To end the news, the main points again. President Mahama has assured the Upper West region of infrastructure development under the Better Ghana Agenda Phase 2. Former GES Director and MP for Techimai North says free SHS is feasible. Political parties have been advised to appoint credible polling agents to monitor the process. And South Sudan has expelled a UN human rights investigator. The news was presented by Samuel Essa in Accra.